Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Jen.
Good morning, Sam.
Welcome to the show, everybody. Today is Thursday, June 4th. Also happens to be my daughter's birthday.
Oh, happy birthday.
Yeah, Sarah.
And happy birthday, Sarah.
I called her already this morning because we're expected to.
Excellent. Yes, absolutely. Family.
No, not really. I mean, I love her to death, you know. She's turning 30 today.
Wow. Yeah. That's a big one.
Yeah, she's my little girl, but, you know, she's like, not anymore. I'm like, you'll always be my little girl. You
always. Know? You're yeah. Right.
My baby girl.
Yeah, I know. If my mom ever said I wasn't her little girl anymore, I'd be like, shut up. You're wrong. I am.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I want to stay your baby girl.
Totally. Totally. I do.
Very cool. So how are you this morning?
I'm okay. Yeah. You know.
Yeah, I know we got, in addition to everything else, we got an earthquake yesterday, too.
I didn't feel it. Did you feel it?
I felt it. I was up here. It was at 6:30, and the building started swaying a little bit.
Really?
And yeah, and I was on the phone. But it was really short, where somebody down the street told me it was pretty long.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
So I don't know.
I guess it just depends on your position.
I think the building sort of like absorbed some of the motion. You
sure.
Know?
Were they in a house? So.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're closer to the ground.
Right.
Yeah.
So I think the way they built today is like, you know, the buildings can really withstand the earthquakes, you know?
Totally.
And it wasn't a strong one, like 5.1 or something, but nevertheless, and it was funny because I was thinking about it actually yesterday or the day before. I thought, with all this shit now, we could have an earthquake too.
Yep.
Then things will really look nice.
And here it is. And then someone sent me a screenshot that there was supposed to be one at 1:30 in the morning this morning.
Right.
But I didn't feel that. I don't even know if that had happened.
Yeah. I don't know how they predict earthquakes. You know, I never heard of it before.
Yeah. I mean, it said June 4th and today is June 4th.
Well, don't believe everything you read.
Yeah, this is from like the news.
I've yet to hear of anybody predicting earthquakes except for psychics and stuff, you know.
Mm.
They like to predict these things, you know.
Yeah.
Which never accurate, but whatever. So I remember once on the show we had this woman who claimed she can predict earthquakes and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And she's like, oh, I predicted that one, predicted that one. But, you know, I mean, come on.
Sounds like you predicted this one. You know?
I know.
You did.
It just reminds me, you know, before all this started, I mean, every once in a while when I feel really good about my life and everything, I'm like, well, what's going to happen now, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, especially at night when it's quiet, you think everything's exposed. What if we get like a, you know, intercontinental ballistic missile or something?
Something,
you know?
Yeah. I think of that kind of thing, too. I definitely do. I'm like, I wouldn't even have time to react.
Right, exactly.
You know, depending on how far away from it I was.
Right.
And that's a conversation that my parents always had with us growing up. So we always had a one in one of the bedrooms that no one, I mean, my siblings had left the house already. So we had a few empty bedrooms, right? And in one of the closets, my mom always kept an emergency bag with like non-perishable foods, like a jar of like crappy peanut butter, because that stuff never goes bad, like dried fruit, raisins, things like that, bottles of water, emergency stuff.
Yeah.
So my family's always been a bit obsessed with the apocalypse, I would say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they passed it on to you then.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, when you grow up with that, you automatically are kind of living in a fight or flight of
right.
Like anything could happen, where some kids I feel like are just walking around like la 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 la, just enjoying themselves. And meanwhile, I was like 10 years old, like, what's gonna happen?
I know.
You know?
And meanwhile, we have this this virus sneaking up on us. We didn't even know. I mean, who would have thought, you know, out of all the things in the world, I don't think anybody thought viruses, you know, maybe computer viruses. But
yeah, I mean, Bill Gates, he suggested it.
Yeah.
I mean, who knows? I would have thought like chemical warfare or just like rioting and protesting on a wider scale.
Yeah.
Not that this isn't a wide scale at all, but just in terms of like it would just turn into like full apocalypse.
Yeah.
Like set design.
It was zombies.
Yeah, definitely. Zombies, something like that.
Yeah, your imagination is going wild.
Yeah. I mean, it can go anywhere, right?
That's true. At this point,
yeah,
nothing is off the table.
Nothing's ever been off the table. The thing is, so much stuff like this has happened. It's just being like filmed now.
Yeah.
You know, so and with social media, like I was watching LA 92. If you don't know what that is, it's on Netflix. It's about the Rodney King. Yeah. And they were showing like all of the rioting, and I texted my mom and I asked her if, you know, at that time there was rioting really on the East Coast about it. And she said she didn't hear anything of it. And we didn't really have social media back then. And here we are with social media. And although there are a lot of complaints to the, you know, not positive aspects of social media, but at least at this point in time, it's affected so many people worldwide. Like I saw, a video from people in another country who had like painted in, you know, a George Floyd banner, you know, in his memory or whatever. And I just think it's really cool that all of this nationwide protesting might not have happened without social media.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of just a testament to our time.
Mm. Yeah, I know. I was listening to two videos yesterday, Larry Elder and Candace Owens, and those are two conservative black people. She's young, like probably your age or something.
Sure.
Larry Elder's had a radio show for many years, and they both are claiming that there's not really a racial issue with police and black people. They're saying that, like for example, they're giving example that all these black men that were killed by the police were like they had a record, they had some kind of criminal record, or they were resisting arrest or something like that, you know. And they're saying there's, you know, I mean, it's okay. I mean, it makes sense to feel bad about it and everything, and you know, nobody wants to see anybody dying, but she says they're not martyrs, you know? I mean, she says we're like worshiping people with less than perfect record, you know what I'm saying? And she says, you know, George Floyd was like in jail for several years. There's a story that he did a robbery in a house with a few people with a pregnant woman there. So I don't know how much of it is true or not, but these people really do research. And she says, if nothing else, she says, look, so they came up with the numbers of like white and black and white, black and black, you know. And I think this is not a secret that blacks commit more crimes than other blacks than anything else, you know, and in their own communities. So, so, you know, they're saying like, for example, black men are like 6% of the population because, you know, 13% is all black people. So they figured about half. So 6 million men, and they comprise 45% of the murderers in this country, you know. So you might say, okay, some of them get arrested because they're black and all this stuff. Maybe they pick up black people or they convict black people more than white people. But it that could be once or twice, you know, but not a systematic thing, you know. So I was just listening to all this and I thought, you know, there's some people that actually do research and make sense, you know. And he says, Larry Elder told the guy that interviewed him, he says, give me one example, you know, other than, you know, this George Floyd, it's, you know, he says, give me examples of like racism by cops. And he couldn't, you know. So
that's an interesting show. I'd like to watch.
Yeah, it's
send
a video.
Me the information.
I'll send you a video on it. I mean, these guys are like really sharp. You know, I'm probably not even doing them justice quoting them, but you sit there and you go, you know.
It feels wrong to hear, but you have to hear people out, yeah. I guess, you know. I mean, there also are all of the instances of, you know, the unarmed children, too, that have been taken down. And,
right.
You know.
Yeah, but those are like mistakes, you know. I don't believe a cop would want to shoot a kid, you know. So
yeah, I don't know.
But at any rate, so they give you numbers. They give you real stats, you know. And the thing is, you got to remember something. Sometimes, like, for example, it maybe if there wasn't a video, if there wasn't, like, anything, it would have just gone as another killing by cops, you know, because, like, for example, they showed there were, like, some eight, I don't know what how many it was, but like 8 million arrests or something in the country. Yeah. And there were only like 19 that were like controversial. I don't know. But the thing is this, is that we got to look at it from every angle. And there's no, you know, I mean, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you, but.
I understand that. I just feel like, you know, even if George Floyd did have a record, or even if Rodney King had a record, like, there's no need for him to have died in that situation.
No, absolutely. Nobody's saying that they don't sympathize with the death.
No, of
course
not.
They're just saying he's not a martyr, you know? He's not like this angel that we make him out to be.
Yeah, no, I feel like more so than that, I think some people are making him out to be an angel, but I think the bigger picture behind that isn't whether he's an angel or not. It's whether that was deserved, right. and saying that, like, that never would have happened to a white guy.
Right. Well, I don't know that would not happen to a white guy. It happens all the time. In fact, there's a lot more white arrests than black arrests, you know? And so you would imagine they arrest him the same way. It's not like they tell him, put your knee on there if it's a black guy, and if it's white, don't.
Well, no, of course they don't tell them that, but that doesn't mean that's not the kind of person that just so happens to be working on the force.
Well, okay, so those are bad apples, you know?
No, of course.
It's not a systemic thing.
I'm not saying all cops are bad, right. But I am saying, like, just as there are screwed up racist people, there are screwed up racist cops.
No, that's true. But then I'm saying, again, it's not like it's widespread. I mean, every once in a while you see something like that, but it's not like, it's not, they call it systemic racism, you know, and that's what they were trying to talk about. And I don't know. Again, I want to insist that not only me, but those people that I was quoting are not condoning this whatsoever. I mean, this is like terrible when you murder somebody. You know? They should be charged. They should sit in jail. I think it's a terrible thing to do. And this is like definitely abuse of police power, you know?
Yeah, of course. There's no other way to look at it.
Right. So that's that, you know? I mean, if nothing else, it starts a conversation and all that stuff, you know? But
I think conversation is really important, no matter what aspect it comes from. Right. I think it's best to put all the cards on the table,
right.
You know?
Yeah. I don't know. But there's too much politics going on in the world, actually. And you don't know what to think anymore, you know? Mm. It's crazy.
I know. It's like, plus, if you are on social media, if you are watching the news, if you are having conversations, there's just so many, and this isn't necessarily a bad thing, it's just an overwhelming thing at times, to have so many different pathways coming at you at the same time. And, you know, I've kind of just been taking things in and trying to share resources on, you know, my social media accounts and stuff like that. But I just haven't known exactly what to do or what to say yet. And that's a question that I'm sitting with to figure that out.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. We have a phone call. I forgot to tell you. I asked Leah to call again.
Okay.
All right. So let's take that. But I want to tell you something in a second. But hi, Leah. How are you?
Good morning, Sam.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Say hi to Jennifer, hi, too. What do you mean, hi, Sam?
I'm here, too.
I didn't know if you were in office today or not. Hi, Jennifer. It's good to hear from you again as well. How are you guys?
Excellent. How are you?
It's just that she has such a crush on me, she doesn't realize there's anybody else in the room. Right, Leah?
Sam, I've been dreaming of this moment since you last hung up.
I know. You're great. I love you, Leah. Like, you're like a sister, you know? And I really love this.
It's true.
Yeah, you know, I mean, we've had some good times and stuff, and she might come down and visit.
Amazing.
Yeah, but I told her we're not ready
for
studio guests yet, but she'll come visit
after
the show. And Leah, what do you think? You live out of town pretty much, right? You're not in L.A.
I mean, I'm in L.A., but I'm not like in the city, and I like that part of it.
Right, exactly.
Well, what's up? You guys talking about the riots?
So, I mean, yeah, so do you guys feel anything where you are? I mean, as far as riots and things like that?
Oh, yeah, they're everywhere.
Yeah.
They're everywhere. I mean, we've seen them in the streets here, and then I called back home, talked to one of my really great friends, the police chief out there.
Right.
And he said that they set the subway on fire there.
Wow.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Where, in L.A.?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't
know. No, in Birmingham. I'm from Birmingham, Alabama, so...
Oh, you're talking about Birmingham.
Dr. Martin Luther King. He actually called it the most racist city in the entire world.
I know, right?
Oh, my gosh.
God.
It really was. And that's one of the main reasons I moved out here, was because I never wanted my girls to... If you want to have someone of a different race you date, or if you want to date someone of the same sex, I never want them to feel shame of who they are.
Yeah.
I move them to a place where they would be embraced no matter what.
Right. And that's cool. You know, I mean, you've said this all along, and I think it's a good thing that you care about the kids.
It's an amazing thing to give them.
Yeah. You know? I mean, if you're not proud of where you come from, you take them somewhere else, you know?
Absolutely. I think acceptance is one of the greatest gifts we can give our children. I mean, honestly, I gave birth to them, but it's my job just to observe their journey, not to dictate it.
Yeah, that's true. That, yeah.
That is very true.
Yeah. So you told me you were going to school, right?
I am.
Okay. Tell me again what you're going for. Was it like RN or something?
Yeah, currently I'm doing my RN out here, and I just I'm doing it so that I can have a better retirement, and so I can go ahead and put more into investments. I'm not doing it for my real career. I'm doing it because investment property is my career and stocks are my career, where I make the most money. So I really do it just to support my habit, so to speak.
Oh, well, whatever it takes, you know?
yeah, absolutely. It's one of those things where my husband does the same thing. We actually don't, you know, want to work for very long. We plan on continuing to buy more investment properties, and that's really where our main focus is. So he works just to be able to do the payments for those.
That's the way to do it.
But, you know, most people will have a job, and that's what their passion or their love is.
Right.
I mean, not that we don't want to take care of people, but we could care less about nursing. We care more about, you know what I mean? We actually, it's a means to an end for us. So it's kind of one of those things. I mean, we're compassionate people, which is why we chose it. But,
right.
But you're, another habit.
You're still young, though. I mean, you're already talking about retirement. What is going on?
It's important to start thinking about it.
That's the way to do it, Sam.
Yeah, that's true.
Damn,
I didn't think about it till later on.
I have to leave them a couple Zoc zeros and ziggas. You know what I mean? Like, you have to leave some zeros and some commas behind their names, or else it's worth nothing. So it's funny because, like, my friends,
you don't have to leave anything.
You always act like,
yeah.
You don't have to leave anything for the kids. Come on.
Yeah, the smartest thing to do is to act like you're poor. Then no one wants anything from you. You know what I mean?
True.
I tell my kids all the time, like, we shop, and I don't take them places to get a ton of name brand things or whatever else. They think we're poor, and I love that, because when they grow up, they can find out how much money I have when I die.
I know. Either that,
that's
or
funny,
you,
though.
Yeah, or you can spend all their inheritance beforehand without feeling bad about
it. Oh, believe me, we're buying these investment properties is to be able to go through and sit on our butt and do nothing.
Right.
Yeah,
and
by
take
the
care
time
of their kids and help them.
Right.
You got to hope that by the time you go, you've already paid your dues to your kids.
Oh, absolutely, because I have four of them. And you guys, I have to apologize. I'm sorry, it's a little off topic, but there's a bit of a reverb because there's like a delay. So if I talk over you, I'm really sorry. I'm trying to give like a 5 second before I get a response. But
no, that's
no
okay.
No problem, yeah.
Reverb, so I apologize.
It's okay. It happens with me with friends all the time who love to hear their voice, so they don't let me talk. You know, those two twins.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
But you're reminding me of these twins, my friend. And I'm trying to talk to them, you know. And finally, I just have to say, dude, would you just let me talk for a second?
They're like the auction people.
Right. They don't listen. I'm like, will you listen? I mean, you're saying something wrong. Let me correct you.
You can't even get a word in edgewise.
A conversation is between two people or three people or more. It's not, you're on a monologue right now.
Exactly, you know.
Definitely.
No, but I love that you have a lot to say. That's your personality. I mean, that's your energy, you know. It's awesome.
It really it's better than having to pull teeth.
I come from a mom.
Yeah. What's that?
Yeah, I come from a mom who does the same thing. My mom, like, they said it was so funny. My grandmother, she, like, even when she was 86 and she was old and stuff, my mom would talk. She'd roll her eyes and she'd be like, she has one conversation all day long and the whole thing never has a period. And it drives me crazy. She just goes. But it was so funny.
That's funny.
I love a good ramble on sometimes. You can tell sometimes, like, if it's late at night and I'm having a long conversation with somebody, I can see when, like, they've checked out, or sometimes when they're doing it to me, I'll check out. And they're like, you're not listening anymore, are you? I'm like, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, check it out.
And
exactly.
My sister-in-law does that. She's the worst, man. She'll get on Instagram. She'll put me on speaker, and then she's on Instagram. And I'm like, you're Instagramming. I'm hanging up. She's like, no, I'm not. I go check her story 6 minutes later, posted a selfie 6 minutes ago. I'm like,
I know, I do the same thing. I let them talk for like 10 minutes nonstop, and I'm like looking at Facebook or doing something else.
Yeah, not even.
And they're still talking. They don't realize you're not listening.
My mom does that sometimes.
It's the
worst. Yeah.
Yeah. People have to know how to stop and listen, you know? And allow people to talk too.
Yeah,
know?
It's about engaging. Why be on the phone if you're not going to engage?
Yeah.
Otherwise, to me, like, if I'm not in the mood to be on the phone and I'm on the phone, I start to get annoyed that I'm like, where is this story going? Can I get the bottom line here?
Yeah, let's get off the fucking line.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm very much a bottom line person because my sister-in-law will call me and she'll give me. She's one of those girls, and it's like we're very different people. I'm a very bottom line bitch. Like,
same.
Get to the point. You know what I mean? Like, what's the damn point right now? She'll call me. She'll tell me the entire details, what she was wearing that day.
Oh, God.
Ate. Shit that doesn't have anything to do with the conversation. And I'll just sit there. I'll be like, what is the point of this? Though? She'll be like, oh, just to tell you I had a good day. I'm like, goodbye. I got to go.
Yeah.
She'll kill me with it every single time, though. She just talk and talk and talk. But I love it about her. It's the cutest thing about her.
That's awesome.
I can't tell her I talked about her today because she always listens to my interviews. So. Hey, Siobhan, I love you.
It's good to be able to bust on family and friends for the quirks they have, just as I would want them to do to me, you know?
Oh, absolutely. We are a ball-busting family, too. We roast each other so that when we go out in public and people roast us, it's nothing. You know what
totally.
I mean?
Yeah.
That's how family dinner is at my house. It's just a bunch of like loud East Coasters yelling at each other, roasting each other for like 3 hours. I grew up in New Jersey outside of Philadelphia, but I just moved here from New York City. Yeah.
I love it. That's Philly is my favorite city in the, well, one of my favorite cities in the entire, like East Coast city wise, they have the best Italian food. Oh
my gosh. Yeah. The Italian market, hands down.
Yeah.
Philly's awesome for that.
I love going there because they also have the hottest cops in the entire world.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do. You're
Midtown.
Fire,
in New York City, Midtown cops. They put all the ugly cops outside of Midtown, but in Midtown, where Times Square is, all the hot cops.
Really?
It's a tourist attraction.
I see. Okay. So
and a
they
thirst
actually...
trap.
Yeah, seriously, I went to Philly one time. I went to the Italian market. You know how you can sit down and they'll, like, there's like that deli where they, like, they'll make the food for you and you just sit down. Sitting down, I was having a sub. Listen, two cops walked in, 6'4", fully tatted, good looking. I thought about what crime can I commit right now.
Totally.
Yeah.
Maybe indecent exposure.
Yeah, let me get busted.
Some good old indecent exposure.
Man, I would have done anything right in front of him blatantly. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, I'd have just started putting stuff inside my purse, looting right there. I mean, like, me. I don't care. Take me to jail. Take me to jail. You're fine.
Right.
Leah, do you have any siblings? I don't remember if you told me you do. How many?
I have an older sister. She's an attorney. We couldn't be more different.
Really? So you're not close?
Yeah.
Are you close?
No, we're so close. I feel like the night and day thing works really well. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
She's just a very serious attorney. To her, everything is open heart surgery. Everything.
Really?
Everything requires lots of preparation and time. To me, nothing is open heart surgery, including open heart surgery.
Yeah.
I'm very nonchalant. I just don't care about anything. Yeah. It's funny because I tell my friends all the time, I'm like, hook me up right now. And they'll hook me up and they'll do my blood pressure. And it'll be 112 over 64. And I'm like, I don't care. I told you I don't care about anything.
Yeah.
You can't. It's proof. I don't care. It's just very chill.
Yeah. Tell me something. I wanted to ask you.
Tell me, guys.
What's that?
No, I had a quick question. I saw some pictures from Casey. Casey posted some pictures of Sherman Oaks. It doesn't look good.
Oh,
what's
with
going
the,
on? You guys having some...
With the military here and stuff, the National Guard, yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's not here. I don't see it. I think they were just passing by, a few trucks.
Oh, thank God.
And Humvees and stuff.
Yeah, because I was sad. I was sad with what I saw.
Yeah, no, I mean, it looked pretty bad, you know, but they were just passing by, I think. But, no, we didn't get that. But, you know, I got to tell you, the main boulevard here, Ventura Boulevard... All the stores are boarded up, you know. It's like so eerie and depressing. I can't even tell you, you know. It's like there's no stores.
Yeah.
I mean, we were looking forward to them opening, and now they're like boarding up, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah.
First Corona, now this. But I will say, I am complaining because I just, I hate it. But the reason this is happening, it's so heartbreaking. I mean, just that whole situation is just, so heartbreaking. It's absolutely so difficult to watch. It's a narrative that unfolds day after day after day after day. So I can understand the need for people to make a big, big, loud voice, a big, loud change. I mean, I saw people in France in the street.
Yeah, no, that's
for George
true.
Floyd. I mean, this man changed the world, you know? So
right.
My heart's broken for the way that racism is so prevalent.
Right.
So I can understand, and I'm not upset for that reason. I very much I understand what's happening in the world, but I am sad, damn it. I want to shop, you know?
Yeah.
I want to eat fish with you again, Sam. Jeez.
We will have some fish. Yeah, fish. Where did we eat fish? Why don't I remember? Oh, at that fish place.
Because you were drunk. You drank. And it was
yeah.
You were on some drink.
Well,
Sam, we all ordered food. Place. Sam was like, let me get a drink. And next thing I know, he didn't order anything. He just had some chips and some drinks. Have you ever been
really?
Around
I'm not a drinker, man. I'm not a drinker at all.
What that makes drinking about? Even more fun.
Maybe I drank that night, but I don't remember drinking, actually. You know?
You do. Okay, so this is like an afternoon situation.
We went to Cherie and stuff.
Is yeah. That,
oh, okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
We got some pee-pee, some peer pressure into it. So we ordered some margaritas, you know. And so it was amazing, though. And Sam had one. Next thing I know, Sam was spilling his guts about everything, and I adored it. It was the best lunch I've ever had with Sam. Because, you know, Sam likes his weed.
Oh, yeah.
Sam has his weed and his drink. Honey, it's a new
Sam. But I don't drink, really. I mean, I'm not a drinker at all. Maybe it was just, maybe I had a margarita that afternoon just to be drinking socially. But no, I really don't drink. But the weed, yeah.
I don't really drink either. So when I do go out
yeah,
and I have one to
drinker.
Two drinks, I'm like.
Right. You know, that's what happens to me. You know, I'm not used to drinking.
Same. I'm not a drinker. But I think that's why the margarita brought out the new Sam was because
exactly.
He's full on. Had one and he was done. And I loved it.
Yeah.
He said, I have to go back to the station.
Yes.
Not like this, you wreck. Not like this.
Yeah. I think it's better to be a lightweight. I mean, I have friends who have given me shit for being a lightweight. And I'm like, yeah, but you're... alcohol bill to get drunk is $100 and my alcohol bill to get drunk is $25.
Right.
So
exactly.
You know, like
exactly.
Why are you
and
bragging?
Yeah, but it's like for me, I'm maybe one drink in, I'm like, where are we gonna eat after this? I'm that girl.
Totally. Yeah. Totally.
You know
yeah,
that
like, is there a chicken and waffle spot around here, y'all?
You gotta soak it up, right?
Yeah,
do you know that at that same restaurant my son works now as a bartender? And he
no way
yeah and he's doing really well except now they're not working you know
sure.
So they ask him if he wants to
well,
come
when they
to
open
work
back up I can't wait because you know I've never met your son
yeah I know well when they open back up that's the problem is that they're asking him if he wants to work he says sure But it's only going to be like part time, and the bar's not open, so he's going to have to service the tables, you know, or like make the drinks, make the drinks for the people that eat. And there's not a lot now. They're going to put social distancing and stuff in restaurants. So he says, "I'm probably making."
They are open.
They will. They probably will be. You know, they said that they would be. Yeah. So. But he's debating it. He says, I make more money from the unemployment. I said, yeah, but you should work, you know? I mean, you should keep yourself busy.
Well, that's and the he's hard like, part. Yeah. So, like, with unemployment and stuff like that, they get these state benefits and everything else, and they don't get them as bartenders.
Right.
And then you go and you say, oh, you work 30 hours a week, you lose all your benefits, you make less money. It was like, it's almost like, you know, people get mad at people who do that, but during crisis like this, what do you want them to do? They got bills to pay.
Yeah.
Exactly.
No,
exactly.
They have,
it's, like, hard.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they can't do it. So I feel terrible. The second that this happened, I sent my hairdresser $100 because I was like, look, just next time we'll catch up. Because she just cuts my hair and stuff. It's like $65 to cut my hair, my kid's hair.
Right.
And so I'm like, look, we'll catch up. But you take that as a tip and you take this and just, because I feel horrible for them. They're losing all this cash. They can't help it. I mean, they have bills to pay.
Totally. I know. You can't pay the rent and shit, man. It's pretty bad, you know. I don't know how long it'll take to come out of it, but whatever. You know.
I'm wondering about the second wave, too. I keep hearing lots and lots of chatter of a second wave, a second wave, a second wave.
They think because of the protesting. They think because of the protesting, there's been a wave. And Sam said yesterday there's been a spike by 19,000 across the country.
Yeah. 20,000.
Well, I know my husband got moved to ICU recently, so he was actually an OR nurse for a while, and they went ahead and trained him in ICU because they're preparing for this right now. So they're preparing for the secondary outbreak.
Wow.
They know it's going to happen. And so, and even that, but spring break, I saw a bunch of pictures of Havasu, and Havasu was just
Oh, are you kidding?
It was like
half the Israelis in the valley here went to Lake Havasu. Everybody, they take up the whole hotel. The nautical hotel, which is like right on the beach, they take over. You know, my brother went there. They brought back pictures. It's all Israelis from the valley here going to the same place.
No,
you know?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I've never been to Havasu. I've never been.
Oh, it's beautiful. I mean, you got to go. It's a nice lake. And if you do stay overnight, go to the nautical hotel. Because everything else is not on the water. But this one is. It's got a pool. I mean, the boats pull up right to the beach there. Bars and everything. Yeah, I mean, it's really cool. But right now, I don't know. You know, I mean, it's different now. But
everything is so crazy. The whole.
It is.
Everything is different right now. It's just so wild to me how, like, the world, like, honestly, like, I'm over 2020. I thought, like, 2019 really made me pissed. I'm not going to lie about it. I was, like, not happy 2019 either.
Yeah.
And then, look, 2020 rolled around. I was like, okay, 2020, let's do this.
Yeah.
Kobe died. And I'm like, wait, what? No, 2020, quit playing.
That kind of was
COVID,
the point.
I'm like, okay, what happened?
That was kind of the point in which everything took a turn.
Yeah.
Everything went to shit after Kobe died. I was like, are you serious? And then, you know, now we have all these riots happening, and this guy, you know, was murdered. He wasn't killed. I mean, he was murdered.
Yeah.
And it's just like, no, man, I don't even know if I want 2019 or 2021. I'm real confused. I don't know which way I want to go.
Yeah,
right now.
You're over this year, huh? You're so over it.
I'm over it. Are you guys not?
Yeah, I don't know what to say. I mean, it's just we still have 6 months of the year.
Yeah, I mean, we don't really have a choice. So I'm just kind of like, this is what we're sitting in.
Right. 3 months in lockdown.
I feel like a duck sitting in water. Like, I'm just still very uncomfortable. Like, this is not going to go. Like, I don't see it getting any better.
Yeah, no, I don't see it either, you know. But you know what's amazing, and I was going to bring this up, is Wall Street is totally, I mean, the stock market is totally ignoring what's going on in the economy. I mean, it's like, it's raging. I mean, it's unbelievable some of the things that are going on, you know.
Really?
And yeah, usually in usually in recession or depression, you don't have a lot of activity, you know?
And there's a lot, though.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which reminds me, I lost again today on the simulator, like 6 days, 7 days in a row.
How much I'm did like you do on the simulator today,
Oh, man, don't even ask.
Oh, you know, now I want to know.
It always ends up the same way.
Now I'm asking. Now I'm asking.
Okay, $2,500.
You lost $2,500 today. The market's
Because I left it after a while. I left it after a while, and I thought, let it just go up or down. I don't give a shit. I didn't go out, get out of the trades. But then I did because nothing happened. But, no, I mean, the thing is like there was this one stock that dropped $3 in 1 second. Mm. Can you believe this? And then they put a halt on it, you know, so it doesn't keep sliding. But, how are you supposed to win in something like that, you know? But regardless, I mean, people are making tons of money, but not me. So,
Sam's not one of those people making tons of money.
But
right
not
now.
Me.
But listen, I'm not giving up. You know, I mean, give me some points for being, for persevering. You know?
Persistence is key.
I'm not gonna give
Sam,
up until I'm good
thing
at
I can
it.
One say about you is you are very tenacious in good and bad ways. You are someone who never lets go and you can get it together, and I love that about you.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, you might cuss the whole way, but you're gonna get it done.
Exactly. You know, I mean, if That's I have fair. To get it done, I get it done. You know, but I mean, the lifestyle is so appealing to me that I'm not gonna stop until I'm good at it.
Yeah.
That's it. You
gotta
know?
Fight for what you want.
The thing is, like, you're doing options, and I told you that my
no, I'm not
my
doing
ex
options.
Does
you are
does them very well.
Yeah.
Well, he actually does really well with Chipotle a lot. So that look there.
Yeah.
But I will tell you that time to do stocks, and stocks are my thing. Where it's like I want long term dividend paying.
No, I'm with stocks like, also. I don't know even what options are. I don't know how to trade them, but. But no, I'm in stocks. It's just that it's a whole different experience. I mean, you're there like split seconds, you know? It's like so.
Mm-hmm.
And it's exciting, you know? I mean, I get up for it at 5:30 every morning.
I mean, you have to really be enjoying what you're liking to consistently do that.
And I'm saying I'm getting up to lose another, you know, start the day losing.
He's a glutton for punishment, that man.
It's okay. We all are a bit here and there.
Yeah.
I love it, though. I love it because I check in with him every morning. Sam, how did you do? I lost my life. Love it. Next day, day two. Sam, how did you do? Yeah. I lost my whole life.
Blood.
All right, Sam.
Bloodbath.
That's
every
okay.
morning.
Keep going. I'll be your little cheerleader. You keep it up, boo-boo.
I know. Well, but, you know, when you do it with real money, obviously, you think 10 times before you... you buy anything and sell
it's
anything.
It's way higher stakes.
Right. You know, here you're just like, oh,
absolutely.
I give up on this bucket, you know.
Absolutely. I give up this bucket. It's fine.
Exactly.
Real money. I play with Monopoly money over here. Okay.
Exactly.
Sometimes it just has to be like that.
All right, Leah. Well, we're going to let you go. We're almost out of time. We have about 10 minutes left. I wanted to cover a couple of other things, but... we love when you call in. Thank you for calling in, Leah. And I guess
always,
I'm...
anytime, Sam. I'm happy to be a part of the show. I love you very much, but I'm telling you, Chipotle is the way to go tomorrow morning. Go ahead and win some money.
Chipotle, okay.
Wow.
I'll go with Chipotle.
I bet.
But...
all right, give it a shot. See how right I am. I love you guys.
We'll
you guys
see.
Have a good day.
You as
stay
well. Take care.
I'll see you soon, okay?
Bye.
Okay, bye, okay, Leah. Bye-bye. Take care. You know, by the way, I wanted to let you know, I sent you the email from the... publicist of the hairdresser. Did you get that?
Yeah, I saw that this morning.
And the,
free two haircut.
Of, two of the publicists want you to get your hair done there. So go ahead.
They want you too.
No, well, the thing is, the first one was just you because you mentioned something to Johnny about needing a haircut or something.
Did
know?
I?
Yeah, you did. You said, oh, I need, I don't know if
a
haircut.
I do need a haircut.
Need
I need a trim.
Yeah.
Split ends are real.
Your hair. So you should go. I mean, he would love to have you.
Okay.
And that's the hairdresser we talked to yesterday. His name is Johnny, and he's got a shop called Head Better.
Head Better.
Yeah, and you can go after work. I mean, shoot, it's right down the street here. Maybe I'll go too. I just don't want to betray my hairdresser. You know,
totally.
He's good, and he's been there for me. So.
I don't have anyone specifically, but
yeah,
you know.
So maybe this is your chance.
This could be my chance. Would he do my hair?
Probably. He said He's the only one there. Or
right?
He's got four other chairs, but, you know.
Maybe we could go tomorrow.
Yeah. I mean, if they invite you to go, go.
Yeah.
You know, he'll be happy to, I'm sure. You know. I mean, both of his publicists said he'd love to do it.
Great.
So there you go.
I'll definitely check that out. Thank you for everyone involved.
Sure. Yeah. For sure. Did you see the video of this family camping and a bear is following the kid?
No.
It's like a grizzly bear. A brown bear. And it's an Italian boy. It was captured on video. So
this how would is I search probably this?
Bear following boy, maybe?
Boy, Italy.
Yeah.
Boy, oh, my Italy. Gosh. How does this end?
So they're like videotaping the kid, and he's trying to take it easy. He's not making any sudden moves. He just walks, and the bear walks behind him. I don't know how this concluded, man. I mean, I don't know. I'm sure nothing happened to the kid, or they would have said that, you know.
Yeah.
But it's really weird.
That would have been the headline of it.
Yeah, you know, so, I mean, can you imagine? I mean, I would piss my pants, man.
Totally.
You know, I mean, these things are like, they're huge.
Huge. Like, they could take you out in one swat.
Right. And powerful, you know.
I feel like if I ever saw a bear, I would just give it a really big hug, and the bear would be like, oh, she's nice. It's fine.
These are not teddy bears, my dear.
I know. It's just a fantasy.
I know. When they're small, they're cute, you know.
I think they're so cute like that. I would love a bear as a friend, all chunky.
Yeah.
And just cuddling it. It'd be so good. It'd be so happy. My friends would come over. I'd be like, this is my pet bear.
Yeah, I went to see my son yesterday. He got a new apartment. He finally moved out of his mom's place with his friend. So I went by there, and he's got his cat that used to be in my house that would leave all the hair and everything.
Yeah.
And scratched all my leather couches.
Yep. But those are the big downfalls of cats.
Right.
Yeah.
So he had the cat there. The cat started sniffing me. And we were wondering if he remembered me, because it's like a year and a half since he lived at my house. But maybe he did. I don't know. And then he had my daughter's cat, too, because she wanted him to watch the cat for a few days. So between both cats, they really loved me, you know, and they're like rubbing themselves on me. And I'm like, this is cool, but I hate cat hair, you know.
I know.
He's always got, my son's always got cat hair all over his shirt.
Yeah,
so when
bad.
I hug him and I have a black shirt, it all goes over on my shirt. And I'm like, come on, man, you know. But these are cats, you know.
I know. And then, it's shedding season too.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Going into summer, shedding season bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the litter box and all that. It's like,
yeah, I mean, litter box to me is better than having to pick up like a hot warm turd on the sidewalk.
Exactly.
I would much rather a litter box.
But you have to replace it every day or it starts smelling, right?
Every day.
Every day. See, he doesn't.
Yeah.
I mean, he would leave it for a few days and then it started stinking. You know?
Yeah, no, you can't do that. It's not healthy for the cat. It's not healthy for you, because the cat, the more you have in the litter box, the cat's going to be naturally stepping on it or touching it, especially as it accumulates.
Right.
And then they're walking around your house further, spreading more germs.
That's true.
And then you're touching them, and then their hands are on your shirt. And
yeah,
you have to keep it as clean as possible for both of you.
Yeah.
I think we'll
take advice from the germaphobe here.
Yeah, please. I remember my brother, this is really gross. My brother toilet trained his cat, right? And I'm babysitting his cat in Philly one time. And his name's Pickle. And so Pickle's like laying on me. He's touching my chin and my mouth with his paws. I was like, oh, this is so sweet. So cute, right? And a couple minutes later, I see him sitting on the toilet, reaching in and smacking something. And I'm like, what are you doing, buddy? And I walk in and he's sitting there batting his turd around in the water.
Oh, my God. And the cat did?
Yeah. And I'm thinking, because cats like to play with like little things, right?
But so he taught the cat how to shit in the toilet?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Wow.
But apparently it gave his cat anxiety and he had to take his cat to a cat therapist. And the cat therapist worked with his cat, and his cat's been better.
Really?
Yeah, he's actually been better.
How did he know he was fucked up from it?
He would just act weird. He like wouldn't make eye contact with anyone. It was really, really strange. And then he took him to the cat therapist.
And the cat therapist said that's what it was?
Yeah, he said that he was having distress from having to use the bathroom.
Okay, yeah. Whatever. Animal psychics.
Yeah.
Or whatever, therapist.
Yeah. Yeah. It's interesting, though.
The cat whisperer, huh?
Pretty much, yeah. But there's a white cat at the house that I'm at, and my lap is the only lap she sits on, and I love it. And I'm just like, yes, this is amazing. But every time she gets up, it looks like I have, like, patches of white fur all over my pants.
I know, but you're used to that, right? I mean, you've had cats.
Yeah, I still hate it, though.
Do you?
Yeah.
So how can you have a cat when you have to deal with that?
You just find ways. Like, I let it happen on, like, pajamas or clothes that I'm about to change. If I'm going out somewhere, like, I'm not going to sit there and cuddle the cat.
Yeah.
And I try not to cuddle the cat when I have makeup on, because makeup is a little sticky sometimes.
Right.
And so the hair will stick, and then I'll just sit there. I'll just feel like little fuzzies on my face, just, and then it'll get stuck in my mascara, and then it's just lightly poking my eyes, and my eyes are itchy. And
that's terrible.
Yeah.
Wow.
So no cats on the face when there's makeup.
On the face, yeah.
Usually I get a really good face to belly thing going on right before I wash my face. I just get it all in at one go. Just rub my face right in the belly. I'm like, okay, I got my fix. And then I can wash my face and I'm good.
You crazy.
I love it though, man. When you get to put your face on a cat's belly, that's a tough place to get to with cats.
Yeah?
Yeah.
They don't like it?
They don't normally like it. Like, they have to really trust you for you to put your face on their tummy.
Oh.
Yeah. So that's like, that's you're in.
To know.
Yeah, you're in.
Oh, well. They're also talking about social distancing during the coronavirus, you know, as far as dating goes. And describing how they're saying it might be good because people get to know each other better and stuff before they meet and all that. You know, nah, not with me. If I got lucky enough to match with someone, I would want to meet them right away, you know?
Yeah, that way you don't spend a few months talking to someone and then you meet them and you're like, this isn't.
Right.
You know, that's happened to me a few times before.
Yeah, and then use masks to have sex, right? Like we mentioned yesterday.
It's like taking away a whole new, like we've already been going towards less intimacy. And this is just like the tip of the iceberg, you know, for now at least, of less intimacy.
I know. Shit. I mean, those dating apps, nothing ever happens there. Not for me.
Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
if you're a girl, you're young.
There's more options when you're a girl, I feel like.
Yeah, of course.
But still, that makes it worse.
I know.
Almost, there's so much more option and very slim pickings already. So I can't even imagine how slim the pickings are elsewhere.
God, I can't even remember the last time. That I really enjoyed being with a woman and stuff, you know, like not necessarily sex, you know, but you want to be with them, you know.
Yeah.
It's like kissing, hugging, whatever.
Yeah, totally.
And the sex too, of course, you know, but.
But sometimes like, you know, you like someone because of all the in-between stuff.
Right, you know.
Yeah.
And you want to be with the opposite sex just because it's, it feels good, you know.
Sometimes, yeah. I can't remember the last time I really enjoyed it either.
Yeah.
Just kind of like.
I know.
Like celibates.
Forced to be celibate.
Yeah, dude. Every time I go on a date, I'm like, this putz. You know? Last time I was like, ugh. This guy.
All right. Yeah, I know. Where do these people come from?
I know.
But.
I know. And then sometimes it just goes so long in between hangouts that you're just like, I'm just gonna have some more whiskey and see if this can work for now.
And then you just give up, you say, fuck it, you know, I'll just get used to it.
Yeah. You know? And then I'm like, yeah, no, never mind.
Yeah. You know what I ordered? I actually got it yesterday. It was an air fryer.
Mm.
Have you heard of those?
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm hoping I'll be able to get some stuff you usually fry, but you know, like fries or something. You
sure.
Because I don't need that stuff anymore.
Totally.
So, and they're saying you can do a lot of things there, like, you know, vegetables. And
yeah, putting veggies in that, like some sliced zucchini works really well in there.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah, chicken, fish, maybe.
Yeah, any
of it. We'll see. I'm going to try that. But, of course, French fries is the first thing you try on there, you know.
Sure.
And I want to get, look for, like, homemade type of fries. I think the Israeli shops have it.
Why don't you just get some potatoes and slice them?
Yeah, because I'm not into it.
It's so cheap and easy.
Cut potatoes.
It's like $3 for a bag or $5 or $6 for a bag of fries, whereas like you can get a whole pound of potatoes.
No, that's true. But to cut them in long pieces and stuff, it's not for me.
It's not for
me. The most I'll do is make a salad and I just take everything from the packages.
Dump it on there.
Yeah.
So appetizing.
Sometimes they don't have it in the package, so I have to get the cucumber and the radishes and cut them and stuff like that. But I'd rather when they do it for me, I'll pay another dollar.
Yeah. Here you go.
Do it for me. Clean and cut it for me.
Totally.
All right. Well, that's it for today. Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Today's Thursday, so tomorrow's Friday.
Sometimes it goes so fast, and then sometimes we've had like a couple guests on.
Right.
And I
takes forever, right?
And I'm just like,
yeah. I know.
Well, I mean, I love most of our guests for sure.
Yeah. But sometimes, yeah, sometimes you get, you know.
Sometimes you're just like, can we do something different now?
Yeah, pick up the pace a little bit.
Yeah.
Let's have more energy.
Yeah, seriously.
I know. Oh. But I always make the best of it somehow. You get stories out of them. So.
Yeah, that's good. You're good with that.
But sometimes you can't help it. You
know? Yeah, sometimes I'm like, Sam, can you come up with something
gone.
Else? I'm like, so what was it like growing up where you lived? All right, see you tomorrow.
All right, Jen, thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, only on LA Talk Radio.